This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salli wa sallimu ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen, ba'athahu Allahu shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi'idnihi wa sirajan munira. My dear respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honestly, it's always a pleasure to see the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala packed with youngsters who are ready to listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his book and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left behind from his legacy. As you guys are aware, today inshallah ta'ala we want to stand over some verses from the Quran. There's nothing better, my brothers and my sisters, than revising the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it is the blessings that we need in our lives. In it is the mercy that we are looking for. A lot of the problems that we, as individuals, or maybe as a community, are on a societal level are facing, you could find the answers to all of these difficulties and hardships in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why I've decided, whenever I do a lecture now, I'm just going to pull out verses from the Qur'an. Verses from the Qur'an, and we can maybe stand over it and explain it, reflect on it, as there is a lot of good in it, right? We all want that happy life that we are ready to pay thousands and pounds for, right? Look what Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi had to say. مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا يُغَذِّي الْعَقْلَ والروح ويحفظ الجسم ويضمن السعادة أكثر من إدامة النظر في كتاب الله. He said, I haven't seen anything more that nourishes the mind. Subhanallah. Anything more than the Quran that nourishes the mind. Right? And also brings you peace to your heart. And guarantees you happiness more than reflecting on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to come together on a Friday night especially, and I always say this, I'm sure we either know someone that is close to us, or someone that knows another who's going to be doing all sorts of things tonight, on a Friday night, right? Especially in the holiday period. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dragged you into the masjid so that you could reflect on his book. Honestly, brothers and sisters, count yourself extremely, extremely fortunate. You could have been no different to the rest of these brothers and sisters. But you are here reflecting, wanting to learn about the speech of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has handpicked you out of all of these individuals who might well be tonight up to no good. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless every single one of you guys for choosing to attend today. Ameen. The verses that I chose to go through, my brothers and my sisters, and I think is extremely, extremely relevant, especially here in Birmingham. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى وَعَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. If you find two groups from amongst the believers who have squared up to one another, they are fighting one another with their knives or their swords or their weaponry. They are two groups from amongst the believers. They are Muslims, brothers and sisters. We're not talking about disbelievers here. We are talking about two groups of Muslims who now want to take each other's lives. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that they are kuffar, that they are disbelievers? La. He still affirmed ukhuwat al-iman. He still affirmed iman, faith for these two groups who are ready to take each other's lives. Right. Now that I'm saying all of that, does that mean one should just go and square up to his brother and start fighting? No, my brothers and my sisters. This is from the major sins. To take someone's life, right? To violate the sanctity of your believer, of your Muslim brother, it is from the worst, despicable, abhorrent of sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instructs the believers, فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا, rectify between them. If you don't rectify between them, these two groups of individuals may well be on their way to the hellfire. So there is an incentive for everyone involved. Right? What did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in another hadith? إِذَا اتَّقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفَيْهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. Right? If two Muslims, they square up to one another, they've got their swords or their knives. فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولُ فِي النَّارِ. Both the one who killed and the one who was killed, they are all in the hellfire. So the companions, they asked, they understand that the killer is going to be in the hellfire. But what about the one who was killed? His life was taken. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيصًا عَلَى قَتْلِ صَحِبِهِ. He was very eager to taking the life of his brother. Wasn't that the case? He only squared up to him because he wanted to take his life. He's got his knife out. The other has his knife out. However, the other managed to get the fatal blow which took his life. Both of them are in the hell. So it's not a light matter, my brothers and my sisters. It is from the worst and most major of despicable, abhorrent sins that one can engage in. So the next time you pick up a knife, think thrice. لَهَدْمُ الْكَعْبَةِ حَجَرًا حَجَرًا أَهْوَلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ قَتْلِ مُسْلِمٍ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. You guys heard of the Kaaba? Everyone here knows what the Kaaba is? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma one time looked at the Kaaba and he spoke to it. He said, مَا أَعْظَمَكِ وَأَعْظَمَ حُرْمَتَكِ. How sacred are you? He's speaking to the Kaaba, not because the Kaaba can hear that. The Kaaba is sacred. The moment you look at the Kaaba, it humbles you, it breaks you down. For those who have gone to Umrah can testify to that. Not so long ago, we saw this very well-known, famous rapper, right? That went viral on Twitter and other platforms of social media. He saw the Kaaba and he broke down into tears. It humbles you. I've taken drug dealers to the Kaaba and they've broken down into tears. Individuals who are going around moving drugs from A to B, kilos of drugs, stabbing people up, but the moment they see the Kaaba, they're humbled. Right. But then what did he say? The sanctity of a Muslim is more sacred than you, O Kaaba. Sanctity of a believer. Taking that life. I spoke about this issue of murder in a lot more detail, and I don't want to digress here. And a khutbah that I gave a couple of weeks ago, this is Sunnah. So my YouTube channel is called Murder. He got stabbed in front of his friend, something along the lines of that. Please refer to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says here, فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا, rectify between them. Rectify between them. When these two groups of Muslims, they square up to one another and he wants to take his life. They are both fighting and warring one another, right? You brothers and sisters know what's happening in Birmingham. What the people are fighting over. What are they fighting over? Are they fighting over, oh, he took my land, I need my land back? Are they fighting over some postcode that you write on an envelope? That's what people are fighting over. They're stabbing each other up because of that. Or over the most trivial of things. He looked at me and then he said, what? Sahih? فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, my brothers and my sisters, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, rectify between them. My brothers and my sisters, this cause of reconciliation and rectification is something that every Muslim should be concerned about. It is something that anyone who wants to reach high levels in his religion should try to be part of. Today we're going to go through some conditions of rectification, right? And how to reconcile, right? And some extremely important components that must be brought into consideration when you are rectifying or reconciling between two individuals who have fallen out with one another. Did you know, my brothers and my sisters, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was once late to the salah? You know why? Because he was dealing with problems that were happening between two individuals or a group of people that were throwing stones at one another. Subhanallah. And then he explained to them, Taramu bil hijara, they started throwing stones and pebbles at one another. They were going neck and neck against one another. This is why he came late. Right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, Idhabu bina nusihu baynahum. Yalla, let's get up so we can go and rectify and reconcile between them. He left the salah, my brothers and my sisters, just so he can go and reconcile and rectify between two groups of people that were fighting against one another. Have you guys heard of Abdullah ibn Ubay? Ra's al-Munafiqeen, the head of the hypocrites. Have you guys heard of him? It was suggested to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's go to this munafiq, this hypocrite, and try to bring his heart close. لو أتيت عبد الله بن أبي فانطلق إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Straight away he went. Let's go to him. Let's try and rectify the problems between him and the rest. Because he had a huge grudge against the Muslims. Even though from the apparent it appeared that he was a Muslim, right? Working behind people's backs. Looking to create discord. An animosity amongst the Muslims. This is the way of the hypocrites. يظهرون الإسلام ويبتنون الكفر. They make apparent the Islam and then behind closed doors, or inwardly, they are kuffar, they are disbelievers. فانطلق إليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وركب حمارا فانطلق المسلمون يمشون معه. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم grabbed his riding beast and then he got off. And then the Muslims, they went with him. فلما أتاه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم came to him, he responded back by saying, إليك عني, get away from me. He was upset at the time. والله لقد آذاني نتن حمارك. The smell of your donkey is causing me issues. It's irritating me. So go, saying this to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال رجل من الأنصار منهم. There was a man from amongst the Ansar who was with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, accompanying him. Wallahi, lahimar Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam atyabu rihamik. By Allah, the smell of this donkey is better than how you smell. Atyabu mink is better than you. And whatever smell is coming from your direction. So what happened? They began to what? Go at one another. فَغَضِبَ لِعَبْدِ اللَّهِ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ. Because of course, Abdullah ibn Ubay, he has a tribe. Some of them got upset at him being addressed in this particular manner. فَشَتَمَ فَغَضِبَ لِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا أَصْحَابُهُ. So they began to insult one another. And he got very heated. Right? فَكَانَ بَيْنَهُمَا ضَرْبٌ بِالْجَرِيدِ وَالْأَيْدِ. When yeah. So they started taking off their sandals and they started throwing at one another. Hands were flying everywhere, right? And they were taking jareed and they were smacking it against one another. فبلغنا أنها أنزلت. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that this verse came down. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. When two groups from amongst the Muslims, they begin to fight one another, then go and rectify between them. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي. After you try to reconcile, however it's falling onto deaf ears, one of the two groups refuses to take the advice. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells you to side with the group that has chosen reconciliation and then to repel the evil of these individuals who are causing harm. Fight them. حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, all the way up until they decide to withhold. فَإِنْ ذَاتْ فَأَصْلِحُ بَيْنَهُمَا. When it now comes to a halt, then cause rectification between them. Bring about reconciliation. بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْسِطُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, do it with adl, do it with fairness, and be just with them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are fair and just. My brothers and my sisters, Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in a hadith, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَئِسَ أَنْ يَعْبُدَهُ الْمُصَلُّونَ فِي جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Indeed, the shaytan, the devil, has lost hope in the Muslims coming together, those who pray coming together in order to carry out shirk. He's lost hope in that. وَلَكِنْ فِي التَّحْرِيشِ بَيْنَهُمْ. However, he has not lost hope in causing animosity, hatred, discord amongst them. He's always looking for ways to turn brothers that love one another against one another. Agreed, my brothers and my sisters? How quickly do people turn on one another today over the most trivial and ridiculous of things? Sahih? That's something that shaitan did not lose hope in. Right? To cause discord amongst the Muslims. He's speaking about Jazirat al-Arab. He will keep on trying and causing problems between the people. Right? That's the Jazirat al-Arab, where there's more khair than the lands of the disbelievers, right? When you look at the Arabian Peninsula, would you agree that Islam is far more widespread in them localities than the lands of the disbelievers, right? If that's the case there, then what about here, my brothers and my sisters? Where you have just about every filth you can think of, and misguidance is so much more widespread on a bigger scale. This is something that he has not lost hope in. So you need to take this into consideration, my brothers and my sisters. Right? That the shaitan is always trying to cause problem between you and your blood brother. You have two brothers, they don't speak to one another. Years go by. Do you know what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned? Right? It's narrated in the Sunan Abi Dawud, graded by Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi as sahih. He said, من هجر أخاه سنة فهو كسفك دمه. Whoever boycotts his brother for a whole year, he doesn't speak to him, it is as if you have spilt his blood. Imagine taking a knife, and stabbing him. Would anyone do that to their blood brother, brothers and sisters? Would any of our sisters do that to their siblings? I don't think they would. Cutting him off for a whole year is like what? Stabbing him. Subhanallah. It's not a light matter. For how long can you cut your brother off for? Who can tell me? 3 days. 3 days, brothers, and that's it. These 3 days are there for you to relieve yourself. Right? After 3 days, you're not allowed to cut your brother off. لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه بغضا. It is not lawful. They meet one another or they run into one another, everyone is turning their heads like Jews. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَخَيْرُهُمَ الَّذِي يَبْدَوْ بِالسَّلَامِ. The best of the two is the one who goes and starts with the salam. You got to be the bigger man, brothers and sisters. You have to be the bigger man. So So the point that I was making, my brothers and my sisters, two blood brothers, they don't talk to one another. Why? Why do they not speak to one another? He doesn't want to give me back the PlayStation. Oh, the most trivial and pathetic of things. Or they go into a little argument. Shaitan got in between them. It cuts him off. Right? You guys want to even know what's even more funny? Two brothers are not speaking to one another. You know why? Because he wasn't the first to know about his daughter getting married. He told him, but other people found out before him. So he's upset. Now why wasn't I the first person to know? I'm your brother. I did this for you. I did that for you. Why wasn't I the first person to know? And because of that, he cuts his brother off. Years go by and don't speak to one another. So many cases have reached me pertaining to this particular point here. Our two sisters are not talking to one another. They're screwing at one another now because other people found out before her. SubhanAllah. There's no hisn al-dhan anymore. There's no having good assumptions for your brother. And this is something that inshallah ta'ala we're going to come into. As it's one of the ayat that we want to really desperately cover today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran when speaking about the recipients of zakah. إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهِ وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبَهُمْ. صح. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned from amongst them al-ghalimeen. Imagine now, my brothers and my sisters, there's a dispute going on between two groups of people. Ongoing problems after problems after problems. It doesn't seem like that this is going to end anytime soon. No one is wanting to give up their rights. No one wants to step on their egos. Someone comes along, the third party, and he says, you know what? I'm going to solve this dispute that is between these two families. They're arguing over £1,000, right? I'm going to give it to them here. Even if that person has been given that money, is rich, that's still a valid type of zakat. Al-Ghalimi. The Sharia, the legislator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants the hearts to come together. Wants the hearts to come together. Normally you would give that zakat to who? To the poor, right? To the needy. But it's one of the cases where it is valid. Just so the hearts could come back together. SubhanAllah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in another hadith from Prophet says, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلِ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَصَدَقَةِ. We pray in the night, sahih. And we fast in the day. It's not easy, my brothers and my sisters, waking up before Fajr. Forget about waking up before Fajr. To get to Fajr is a difficult thing for a lot of us. It's even more difficult now to fast in the day. Right? Maybe not so much in winter, but in the summers it's pretty hard and difficult, sahih. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, there is an act of worship that is better than praying in the night voluntarily and doing the supererogatory fasting in the day and also giving in charity. You know what that is? Islah that to be. To rectify that which has happened between two loved ones. To bring about reconciliation. Right? وَفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْتِ الْحَارِقَةِ. And the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the animosity that is between two individuals, it causes your good deeds to be removed. And حَارِقَة here was mentioned. It comes from حَلْق. You know when you go to the barber, he does حَلْق. He shaves your hair. Right? You know what? الْفَسَادُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْتِ, the animosity and the enmity, the hatred that you have for your brother because of maybe something that has happened. It causes your hasanat to be shaven and to be removed. Imagine my brothers and my sisters, we work so hard, right? Praying in the day. However, it doesn't ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. As Allah Azza wa Jalla told us. Right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ وَيَوْمَ الْخَمِيسِ. the doors of Jannah opened on Mondays and also on Thursdays. فَيُغْفَرُ لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Every individual who doesn't carry out a shirk, which is the greatest sin that you could fall into. Now we've been told about in the Quran, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive any abd, any servant of his, except the one who's carrying out shirk. إِلَّا رَجُلًا كَانَتْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنَاهُ. Subhanallah. And likewise, another individual who's not speaking to his brother. There is an ongoing dispute taking place between them. They've maybe boycotted one another. They've cut one another off. His actions will not ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فيقال, it is said, أَنظِرُ هَذَيْنِ حَتَّى يَصْطَلِحَا. Wait. Only after they reconcile, their actions and their good deeds will be raised. وقال قتيبة إلا المهتجرين. Subhanallah. Right. All that hard work, my brothers and my sisters, may well not ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of something that we have in our hearts towards our brothers. Now ask yourself the question. Before you go to sleep today, my brother, this is your homework. It's a homework that I'm not going to ask you about. Right? Before you go to sleep, ask yourself the question. How many people have I cut off that I am not speaking to? He may have said something that he doesn't mean, which I completely misinterpreted, misunderstood. Right? And subhanAllah, I haven't been speaking to him for all of these years. Right? Shaitan got in between us. Who from amongst us, my brothers and my sisters, is ready to step on his ego? Right? We have a wonderful example, a great demonstration of patience and good etiquette and manners in my grandfather, right? Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about him, إِنَّ ابْنِي هَذَا سَيِّد. My son here, he's a Sayyid, he's a leader. Right? Normally you would use Sayyid for the relatives of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the other meaning that a Sayyid comes with, my brothers and my sisters, is being a leader. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُصْلِحُ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِئَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. He will be the cause that two groups from amongst the Muslims will reconcile. What is it that he done, my brothers and my sisters? تنازل عن الخلافة. After Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, he was given the leadership, right? Some disputes emerged. You had Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahabi Jareel. We love all of the companions, right? And we don't vilify any of them or speak ill of any of them. There may have been certain arguments, certain issues that took place between them. We do not get involved. وَالْكَفُّ عَمَّا شَجَرَ بَيْنُهُمْ. This is the aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That you do not get involved and you start vilifying or speaking ill or taking shots at any of them. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Katib al-Wahy, used to write down the revelation that was being sent down upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this dispute that happened between him and also Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we say the one who was more correct was none other than Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hussein gave up the khilafah. He gave up leadership just so the Muslims could come back together. Right? What is it that you have to give up? What is it that we are asking you to overlook? Is it as great as being the Khalifa of the Muslims? Being an authority? He gave it up just like that. Radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with it. Right? Compare your situation to him. Maybe what a bit of change. Huh? There is an ongoing dispute. And because of it, you're not speaking to your brother. Right? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. هذا على سبيل الوجوب. أصل الأمر يقتضي الوجوب, brothers and sisters. This is a commandment. Who's being addressed, my brothers and my sisters? We are all being addressed here. The people of Iman. This surah that came down, my brothers and my sisters, is also known as Surah Al-Adab. The chapter of etiquettes and manners. It was sent down in order to beautify every single one of us. The people of Iman. You are a person of faith, right? When Allah said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, is this referring to you? Without a shadow of a doubt, because we are believers. We should take that personally. We are being told, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا, rectify between them. This is something that is mandatory. Right? However, only if you meet the conditions, right, and you have the knowledge now to rectify between them. And if you don't, at least you can do sa'i. You can try and maybe get in contact with someone that could maybe do the job, brothers and sisters. Right? It's not a light matter that two people are not talking to one another. Especially here in Birmingham, my brothers and my sisters. Am I wrong to say that? Right? You walk on Coventry Road, people are giving each other dirty looks. Huh? Because they misunderstood one another on certain issues that wallahi is indeed very, very small. Right? I have some shurut written down, some conditions of a muslih, someone who's now going to reconcile and rectify between people. Ash-shartu al-awwal. The first, my brothers and my sisters, what? Al-ikhlas. Rectifying your intentions when reconciling between the people. The intention of the one who's rectifying can go a very, very long way, brothers and sisters. Go a very, very long way. Sometimes you see an individual who wants to be part of the process of rectification. However, his intention is just to get into people's good books. I was there when so-and-so rectified their affairs, or when they reconciled, I was there. We, you know, got really, really tired, spending hours sitting with them, but eventually we done it. Huh? This is what he wants to tell the people. Being someone, my brothers and my sisters, huh? Being someone who purifies his heart. Right? Being someone who purifies his heart. If you're someone who's got grudges against X amount of people, but then wants to go and rectify, a lot of the time you'll see it not working. Right? Allah Azza wa Jal, He said in the Quran, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِي وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِيَا. If you begin to feel that there is a problem that is taking place some sort of animosity, huh, between the husband and the wife, make sure you take out the representative from her side and his side as well. Then Allah says, إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفَّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنُهُمَا. And Mufassirun, they say, إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا, it's referring to the ones who are reconciling between them. If they have the correct intentions, they have the correct intentions of wanting now to rectify for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah ta'ala, something good will come out of it. Are you brothers and sisters with me? So the intention is extremely, extremely important. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ لَهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِي أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah says, if they really want the reward and the satisfaction of Allah Azza wa Jal, He'll give them a great, immense reward. Right? The intention. My beloved brothers and sisters. Someone may say, okay, why did you say if someone has grudges towards others, this might not necessarily work? He's got issues with so many people, but then he wants to go and rectify, that which is happening between person X and his wife. Allah says in the Quran, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ فَلَا تَأْخِرُونَ. You instruct and order the people with piety, but you forget yourselves. Can you see how the barakah can be taken out of this? Right? Even the poet, he says, لَا تَنْهَ عَنْ خُلُقٍ فَتَأْتِيَ مِثْلَهُ عَاهٌ عَلَيْكِ لَا فَعَلْتَ عَظِيمٌ. Right? You go around telling people, don't do X, Y, and Z, but you forget yourself. You should do it, na'am is good, but you're forgetting yourself, and that's what is defamatory here. This is what is dispraised. Right? عَلَيْكَ إِذَا فَعَلْتَ عَظِيمٌ. Be someone who works on himself. Right? If you want to have an impact on the people, you want to touch their hearts, be someone, my brothers and my sisters, that has a clean heart. Right? They say whatever comes from the heart will go straight into the heart. You want people to listen to you? Be someone who really goes out his way to work on himself. Does that make sense? Number two, my brothers and my sisters, وَأَقْسِطُ. Be fair and just. Be fair and be just. Even if it is against your closest of friends. Let's be honest here. This is very, very difficult, right? You know your friend is clearly in the wrong. Right? It really takes a lot of courage to tell him, Ya Akhi, you're wrong. He was actually right. And that person that you're defending, it's not even someone that you have a relationship with. That can be very, very hard, brothers and sisters. However, the best of the people, they adorn themselves with this characteristic. It's not easy. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawwamin bil qist. Shuhada lillahi walau ala anfusikum aw al walidayn wal aqrabin. Be upright and be just, Allah tells us. Even if it is against your closest of relatives, your parents. Right? It may well be at times that your father is more beloved to you, right? And he's the one in the wrong. Let me tell you that nicely. Dad, you're the one that's in the wrong. Or vice versa. Your mother is the one in the wrong. And she's trying to now use you to go at your father, mum, in a very nice way. Huh? Let me give you guys a qa'idah, my brothers and my sisters. Principle. You know when we cooperate in sin and evil, we defend people upon falsehood, or we stand up for them when they're wrong, it's only a matter of time before we bash heads with one another. That friendship is not going to last for long. Right? You're bound to fall out with one another. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi says, وَالنَّاسُ إِذَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ أَبْغَضُ بَعْضًا بَعْضًا. When the people now they start cooperating in sin and evil, it's only a matter of time before they start hating one another. It's only a matter of time. Today he's your friend. You guys came to the masjid together. You love him and he loves you. Right? It could be a sibling. But you defend one another upon falsehood. Huh? You bury that which is wrong. Rather, you should be upright in the nicest of ways. Whoever it might be. For whoever it might be and against whoever it might be. Right? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are fair and just. The third condition, my brothers and my sisters, we're talking about prerequisites here. These are conditions that need to be met before you go to the majlis, this gathering of reconciliation. أَنْ يَكُونَ حَكِيمًا حَلِيمًا. He is someone who has hilm and hikmah. What does al-hilm mean, my brothers and my sisters? هُوَ ضَبْطُ النَّفْسِ وَالطَّبْعِ عِنْدَ هَيَجَانِ الْغَضَبِ. Right? Someone who is able to control his anger. When his anger is about to, what do they call it? Before he's about to erupt. Sometimes you'll be insulted. Right? They will say to you, Akhi, you're defending him, but you're not. And it's hard to constantly keep hearing you being seen as the culprit. That's why sometimes we say, Akhi, don't shoot the messenger, I'm just here to help, brother. And you're being called all sorts of names, subhanAllah. But remember, you're doing this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's only a matter of time before Allah changes his heart. Remain sincere, be fair and be just. Do the right thing. Adorn yourself with what al-hilm, hold it together. You're here trying to rectify, the last thing that we need is the one who's reconciling to erupt with anger. Right? And hikmah, my brothers and my sisters. The best definition that I came across is the definition of Ibn al-Qayyim. When he said, فِعْلُ مَا يَنْبَغِي عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي. To do that which is appropriate, in a manner that is appropriate, at a time that is appropriate. You have to be smart, you have to be intelligent, you have to be wise in how you go about it. Huh? You have to choose the right time. Not when someone just came out of a war in his home and then you say, oh, let me go and rectify that which is between you and so and so. The guy is on cloud nine. The fourth condition, my brothers and my sisters, أن يكون ثقيهاً. You must have fiqh, you must have understanding of how to solve this problem. Right? Imagine now they are fighting over inheritance. And you don't have the fiqh, you don't have the knowledge now to deal with it. Inheritance is a difficult bab to conquer. Right? Distributing inheritance and so on and so forth. It's one of those subjects that students really struggle with. Huh? So he decides to get involved. He has no knowledge when he comes to inheritance. He says, Ya Jama'a, shuf. Here's some brothers. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, give him a quarter, or give her a quarter, a sixth, and whatever have you. I've got a whole course on my YouTube channel going through inheritance, my brothers and my sisters. It's pretty long. He says, you know what? Put all of that to the side. It's long. Huh? You take half and give her a quarter and khalas. دعاونا من قسمة القرآن put the Quran to the side, we'll just quickly deal with it and خلاص. Wallah, in some cultures they deprive the woman from her share of the inheritance. It's a law. And if she does open her mouth, everyone gives her dirty looks. And when she now gives up her right, they give her a party. Oh mashallah, so and so, you know, she gave up on her share of the inheritance. أعوذ بالله. Number five, my brothers and my sisters, this is not a must, however, it may well help the cause. Take along with you someone who the people really like. You know, there are individuals that, when they are in the gathering, people smile. I'm not saying he's like the class clown, but he has like this good feel factor when he's around, sahih? Take somebody like that with you. So the moment they seem, oh, they might get happy and they get, you know, excited and they have a discussion and then you get into that. إِيَّاكَ وَإِيَّاكَ. Be extra careful that you don't take with you someone who's part of the problem. Or someone that individual has an issue with. This is only going to what? Add more fuel to the fire. Then I have two points that I want to quickly go through, my brothers and my sisters. In fiqh al-islah, from the fiqh of reconciliation. When you get to the sitting, don't be someone who says, listen, everyone shut up. I'm going to tell you guys what to do and khalas. No, allow them to take out what they feel. That which has been rooted into their hearts for such a long period. 10 years, you want to, mashallah, tell everyone, shut it out and we're going to sort it out within a couple of moments. Now let them speak. So they feel that you're actually listening to them. And you're giving that which they are saying some consideration. After you allow them to speak, give them a reminder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and my sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man kadama ghayran wa huwa qadirun ala an yunfidah." Da'ahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ru'us al-khalaiq yukhayyiruhu min al-huri ma sha. Whoever suppresses his anger, even though he has the ability to release it, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him out from all of the people who are there standing in front of him. Allah will pull you out. And he will give him the opportunity to choose who he wants from the women of Al-Jannah, Hurul Ain. That is because you suppressed your anger. Do you guys not want the women of Al-Jannah, brothers and sisters? I would love to go through a description of these women. I don't think you guys will sleep tonight. Speak to them about the virtues. Right? Start up with the virtues before you go into Tarheeb. Scaring them. If they don't do this and if they don't do that, then this will happen to you. Allah Azza will do this to you. Start up with the verses and the hadith that encourage one now to give up his rights. Have you guys heard of Mistah ibn Uthatha? Mistah ibn Uthatha. Mistah ibn Uthatha, my brothers and sisters, the cousin of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. You know when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was falsely accused of having committed a zina. This is our mother, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Imagine someone done that to your mother, someone done that to your sister, someone done that to your wife. Tables will be flipped, right? Guys are getting stuck. Sahih? It's going down. When this slander spread from amongst those who partook in this slander, this commotion, was her own uncle, Mustah ibn Uthman. When Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came to know about this, got angry. Did you know, my brothers and my sisters, his only source of income was what Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala used to give him after he migrated from Mecca. He didn't have, you know, housing benefits, child tax credit, job seekers allowance. He didn't have all of that. His only source of income was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Bakr got furious. And he has every right to get angry. Right? You know what he said? From today, I'm going to cut off that source of income that he has. I'm going to cut it. A verse came down. وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ إِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ How's the verse? وَلَا يَأْتَلِي أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِنُ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Allah Azza wa Jalla sent down this verse saying, let not the people of virtue and grace, people like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, stop providing for those who have made hijrah. Allah is telling Abu Bakr, you shouldn't be like that. Don't cut off that income that he has because you're a person of virtue. Allah said, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Forgive and turn the page. Right? Forgive and forget and turn the page. Would you not love for Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you? Huh? Has anyone here gone through oppression the same way Ummah al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, had to go through? Min a'azam al-masa'ib, my brothers and my sisters. She was accused of being a zaniya, of being a fornicatress. Right? Now imagine someone saying that about your women folk. How would you react? How would you take this? The verse came down. This is how the companions were. No ifs and no buts. And they conformed. Right? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, straight away he said, I'm going to accept it. So he continued. He didn't just forgive him, but he continued spending on him. Right? Mentioning these heartwarming, touching examples of how they pardoned, they forgave. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, my brothers and my sisters, be someone who's always ready to forgive others. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, إِنَّ بَيْنَكُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ خَطَايَا لا يعلمها إلا الله. Indeed, there are sins between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody knows about. Isn't that true, my brothers and my sisters? There's a lot that we fall into that nobody knows about. If you want, he then says, فَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن يَعْفُوَ اللَّهَ عَنْكَ فَعْفُ عَنْ خَطَأَ. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive and pardon you, then be someone who pardons others. Be someone who overlooks. He's someone who forgives. Even the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he teaches us about al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, what goes around comes around. Huh? This is a concept that is mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah, guys. It's not just a nursery rhyme. Irhamu turhamu. Ighfiru yughfir lakum. Have mercy upon the people, Allah will have mercy upon you. Be someone who pardons and forgives them, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive and pardon. Also from the fiqh of al-islah, my brothers and my sisters. Right? The fiqh of reconciliation. عدم الإقرار على المعصية. Right? Passing a judgment which involves that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we find an individual, a mediator comes along and he says, listen, we rectify with the condition that none of you guys visit one another in the future. هذا لا يجوز. It's not allowed. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-sulhu ja'izun bayna al-muslimin. Sulh, rectification, reconciliation. Huh?
having treaties amongst the Muslims is perfectly fine. إِلَّا شَرْطًا حَرَّمَ حَلَالًا أَوْ حَلَّ الْحَرَامًا. Except of a condition where you make the halal haram and the haram halal. Does that make sense? You two are blood brothers. And then the judge passes the rule of, oh, from today, none of you guys are going to visit one another. This is not allowed. They are brothers. In essence, he's telling them you should cut one another off after this and khalas, let's just call it a day. Put it all to bed. Whatever happens, happen, just don't talk to each other again today. Like, this goes against the nas. This goes against the text. Right? How long do we have here, Jama'at? I said to them, can I only have half an hour, but then I've gone over by an extra half an hour, huh? Sheikh Faisal. Are you guys all coming to Green Lane tonight? Yeah. Huh? Some hot topics, huh? Allah, isn't the Quran so sweet, brothers and sisters? Right? Would you not agree that the Quran has the solution to many of our problems and difficulties and societal problems that are so widespread? No. The next verse now, brothers and sisters. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ. Indeed, the believers are brothers. So rectify between them. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Have taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may well be merciful towards you. Even after they squared up to one another, fighting amongst themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still affirmed brotherhood, iman for both of these individuals. That is still your brother. Stop looking at him as if he's some enemy of yours, brothers and sisters. We walk around the streets, we're like, that guy is my enemy. How? The brother is your Muslim brother. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً الْمُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ كَالْبُنْيَانِ. Messiah has told us. Right? The relationship you have with your brother in Islam is like, you know, a big building. Each part of the building is strengthening the other. That's how we should be. If we just tweak the way we think and our thought process, my brothers and my sisters, maybe some of these stabbings and shootings might not necessarily happen. And this is actually my Muslim brother that I'm going to be stabbing and shooting. Allah Azza wa Jalla then goes on to say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in this surah is mentioned 5 times. I don't want to go too much in depth with regards to Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Yakfi, that which is sufficient is that you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly calling you out because you're a person of iman, right? You're a person of faith. Sometimes when we hear the reminder, we think to ourselves, oh, the khatib was given the Friday sermon, he's speaking about my friend. No, take it personally. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Abdullah Mas'udi would say, right, if you hear Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, make sure you lend it your ear. فَأَصْلِحَ سَمْعَكَ. Because you're about to be commanded with something that is very, very important and be warned about something that is what? Extremely evil. Be careful with how you conduct yourself when you hear Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. La yaskhar qawmun min qawm. Do not ridicule and make fun of one another. Asa an yakunu khayran minhum. Perhaps those that you are mocking and making fun of are better than you. My brothers and my sisters, would you agree that something that is extremely prevalent and widespread is ridiculing and mocking a whole ethnicity? We say Pakistani people like that, or Bengalis are like that, Somalis are like that. Then group of people, they're known to be stingy. Do you not hear this all the time? It may well be that they are, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much more virtuous than any of you individuals who are making these allegations and comments. وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّن نِسَاءٍ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes specific mention of women. Right? Even though a lot of the time Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُهُ بَلِيمٍ. Both male and female would come under this. But here, He makes specific mention of what? Men and then also women, simply because it is more widespread amongst women, bickering and gossiping about one another. Excuse me for making this misogynistic comment, huh? Are they going to cancel me? They've tried and they failed miserably. I'm just quoting the scripture. I'm not here to express my own views and opinions. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهُنَّ Right? Ridiculing and mocking one another, my brothers and my sisters, is something that is not allowed. Even when you are joking. TikTokers, may well be time to close your TikTok. A lot of that which you see on TikTok, especially my brothers and my sisters, is what? Mockery of others, making fun of them. صح? You have pages on Instagram called, what is it called? Muslim memes. Muslim memes. Sahih? Making fun of groups of people, ethnicities, communities. This guy's nose is like that. His hair is like that. We make these comments, sah? Who can quickly give me the 6 conditions of joking? This video has gone viral, guys. This video has gone viral. Very, very quickly, 6 conditions of joking. Number one, that it doesn't involve mockery of the deen. If you make fun of the religion, right? You make fun of the religion, that individual, my brothers and my sisters, will leave the fold of Islam. Did you guys know that? Mocking the deen. I'm not talking about mocking your friend. That doesn't take you out of the fold of Islam. It's a serious sin, but it doesn't take you out of the fold of Islam.
Is that any deen or
Islam? Any aspect of the religion. Of the religion of Islam. Right? Allah Azza wa Jalla clearly and explicitly told us in the Quran, لَا تَعْتَدِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ Do not make any excuses. Indeed, you have committed kufr after Iman came to you. Right? There's a whole incident you will find in the Sunnah where these verses came down. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتُهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ When you ask them why you were doing this, they would say, we're just passing time, we're just joking, playing. Say to them, O Muhammad, قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِ وَرَسُولِكُمْ تَسَادِرُونَ أَتِي وَرَسُولِكُمْ تَسَادِرُونَ لَا تَعْتَدِرُوا Don't make any excuses. You are gone out of the religion. Right? That is a red line, brothers and sisters. And it's not funny to send it around or to laugh. It may come across a bit funny, but you need to suppress that laughter. Right? It's even ajeeb that sometimes we actually send it around. Every Ramadan doesn't happen. They call him the Ferrari Imam. Talk, 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 talk. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And everyone's standing around. Ha, ha, ha. Is that funny, guys? The way this guy's praying. It's a mockery of the religion. And we're standing around. Sahih? What's the second condition? It doesn't involve lies. April Fool's Day. I'll never forget what a relative done to me. It was April Fool's Day. Comes up to him and he goes, your grandmother has fallen off the balcony. I was in shock. And then he goes, April Fool's Day. Imagine that. Is that really funny, guys? Scaring me of my... By the way, brothers and sisters, the Prophet hasn't joked. He wasn't a moody individual. I've got a whole lecture on Fool's Day. I talked about all of the incidents when the Messenger joked and he was playful and so on and so forth. You're allowed to make fun. Not make fun of others, but I mean, you're allowed to have fun. We're having fun now, right? It's halal joking. That's second condition. Third condition is what? That you can't mock another individual. Can't make fun of it. Then what if he said, I don't mind? Is there really someone who doesn't mind being shamed in his the way his body looks and the way his eyes are or his... Really? Is that really the case, guys? Especially when it comes to fat shaming, guys. Wallahi, they get offended. Even though they may not necessarily make that apparent. Because we're living in that time and age, if one can't take jokes, they laugh at him even more. I can't take jokes. Right? He goes home extremely depressed, sad, miserable. That's how he feels, guys. But to you, he's not going to show that. Even if he doesn't mind, my brothers and my sisters, let's be honest. Most people do actually mind, but they're just not going to tell you. Even then, Allah told you not to do it. Didn't Allah tell you not to do it? So don't do it. Whether he minds or not, that's a different case. Allah told you not to do it. How many is that? 3, right? Number 4? You can't shake, you can't terrify that individual. You know, back in the day, and we was in our blazers, coming back from school, we'd be waiting for the bus, right? Someone standing maybe next to where the bus comes, on the bus lane. He's standing on the edge of the pave. Bus comes, we grab him. Huh? We shake him in front of us, literally terrify him. As if we were going to push him in front of the bus. Is that allowed? لا يحل لمسلم أن يروع أخاه. It's not lawful for one to terrify his brother. Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ clearly said. Number 5, guys, is what? Not to be excessive. In other words, don't be the class clown. Otherwise, you'll be known as an idiot who always jokes and cannot be taken seriously. You guys heard of the boy who cried wolf? Refer back to that. Number 6, guys, choose an appropriate time to joke. Is it the right time to be joking when you're on your way to the burial? I see people joking. It's just like mucking about, huh? Rubbing, you know, shoulders with one another, ha ha ha, like that. While they're on their way to the funeral. SubhanAllah. It's not the right time to be joking or to be playing around. Someone's just died. It's meant to be a reminder for you. Right? Or you and your father or your parents might have a very good relationship, sah? You guys joke with one another. Like I joke with my mother all the time. Huh? All the time, me and her are joking. Because my dad's a little bit less. Me and my mom joke all the time. Her friends are there. She asked me, Muhammad, go and do this. Start making fun, you know, joking and whatever have you. Is that the right time? In front of her friends, I start making jokes with her. It's not the right time. One time even, when Sheikh told me, right? I think it was Sheikh Abu Osama. He said they asked someone to read some verses on a nikah. Huh? On a nikah. You have to try and be optimistic. Read verses that inshallah ta'ala. Huh? Guess what he said? Guess what he started reading? At-talaqu marratan. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفِ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِحْسَنٍ. When Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about the rulings of having divorced your wife twice and what to do next. Is that the right time, guys? Huh? كَانَ لِيسَ يُعْجِبُهُ الْفَأَلِ He's going. طيب, very, very quickly now, my brothers and my sisters. Sheikh, can I have 5 more minutes? Huh? Sheikh Mustafa here. I think he's going to come late anyway, so. Huh? Someone tell him, take your time. Huh? The next verse, my brothers and my sisters, is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Actually, we haven't even finished the verse yet. Allah then said, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابُزُوا الْأَلْقَابِ. Right? Do not insult one another. Sorry. Do not insult yourselves. How can you insult yourself? Huh? How can you take a swipe at yourself? وَلَا تَلْمِذُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. How does an individual do that? Allah is saying, don't insult yourself. When you jeep, who can tell me? You insulting your brother, it's like you're insulting yourself. What's my evidence for it? قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ شَطْمُ الرَّجُلِ وَالِدَيْهِ. From the major sins is one, insulting his own parents. So the companions, they got confused. Like, what do you mean, like, insulting? Because this was unheard of. Is this unheard of now, guys? To insult your own parents? That's become normal. Whoa! Hawidi Safrul Hadla. Whoa! Huh? And he might even what? Make fun out of her. Mimic her. And to go a step further, he insults her. Your mom is calling you on the PlayStation. Whoa! From the other side of the room. You know the mother called you because she wants you to come. Get up and go. So the Messenger told them what this actually means. He said, what does it mean? Well, when you sub al-rajul, it is one insulting the mothers or the fathers of others. Oh, how relevant and how common is that, my brothers and sisters? Didn't we grow up saying your mom is this and your dad's this and your nan's that and Sahih? You know, in essence, who you're insulting? You're insulting your own parents. Sahih? You're insulting your own parents.
Likewise, when you insult others, in essence, you're actually insulting yourself, because the believers are one. The believers are one. وَلَا تَنَابُزُ بِالْأَلْقَابِ. And do not give each other funny nicknames, mocking them with names that you give them. Ya طويل, oh, tall guy, come here. Come here. أخي, don't. Oh, you big guy, or you know, or you fat guy, and or you, right? What do they call it? You stick, come here. Because how skinny he is. I'm a Jew. It's not allowed. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Let's quickly, inshallah ta'ala, move on to the right, the last verse that I want to go through today, inshallah ta'ala. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, oh, you believe, stay away from much assumptions, speculations, and evil thoughts that you have about. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. A lot of the assumptions that we have of others, my brothers and my sisters, must be stayed away from. إن بعد الظن إثم. But then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, some of these assumptions that you have of others is sinful. Then why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا بعد الظن إن بعد الظن إثم. Allah Azza wa Jalla could have easily said, stay away from some of the assumptions that are actually sinful, because only some of it is mentioned to be sinful. But He said, stay away from a lot of the assumptions that we have. Because we have to understand, not every assumption is always blameworthy. You can maybe put it into two categories. A type of assumption that one has because so-and-so is known for it. An individual is known to behave a certain way, sahih? He is known to behave a certain way. And then now you're told, oh, so-and-so is doing this. Should I now turn around and say, Akhi, what you're probably saying is not correct? Akhi, no, because he's known for it. He's a well-known alcoholic. What's my evidence for it? How did Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam respond when his children wanted to take Benjamin? Yusuf was the first child that they got rid of. They threw him in a well. Second time round now, they're asking to take Benjamin. Ya'qub said to them, قَالَ هَلْ آمِنُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا كَمَا أَمِنْتُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَخِي مِنْ قَبْلِ. You want me to trust you the same way I trusted you the first time? So not every assumption is bad. Even the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا أَظُنُّ فُلَانٌ وَفُلَانَ يَعْلَمَانِ مِنْ دِينِنَا شَيْئًا. I don't think so-and-so knows much about our religion. Assumptions that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used, right? Also the dhunun, the assumptions that the Messenger and his companions had for Ibn Sayyad. Ala kulli hal, the point of the matter is, not every assumption is blameworthy. However, brothers and sisters, a lot of it is blameworthy. A lot of the time when we assume, it is not praiseworthy. Anyways, going back to the point that I was making, why did Allah Azza wa Jalla tell us to stay away from a lot of these assumptions, even though some of them are sinful? I'll give you guys an example, inshallah, and this is a qa'idah shar'iyya. It is used in fiqh, it is used in tafsir, and so on and so forth, right? Qa'idat al-ihtiyat. To take the safe option. Right? There are certain transactions and deals that we have, my brothers and my sisters, that is pretty blurry, right? There is a lot of halal to it, but there's also haram to it as well. And it's so difficult to identify how to abstain from the haram. Agreed? So what do? We take this qa'idah, this principle, which is a legal maxim, and we take the safer option. Right? So the scholars, they would say, ذَلِكَ لِأَنَّنِي لَا أَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ أُحَدِّدَ الظَّنَّ الَّذِي هُوَ إِثْمٌ فَتَرَكْتُ الْكَثِيرَ حَتَّى لَا يَدْخُلَ الْقَلِيلِ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ إِحْتِيَاطًا لِدِينِي. Right? I am not able to specify which of my assumptions are actually wrong. And because of it, I just left majority of it. Out of fear that I may put my deen at risk. Taking the safer option, my brothers and my sisters, is so rewarding in our religion. You leave it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, you'll be rewarded immensely.
This is a principle, my brothers and my sisters, that we should try to live by. Right? Taking the safe option, leaving it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Qa'idatul ihtiraz or ihtiyat, whatever you want to call it. So what is, my brothers and my sisters, having bad thoughts of others? Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, امتلاء القلب بالظنون السيئات حتى يطفح على اللسان والجوارح. Your heart becoming filled with evil assumptions of others. So much so that it starts portraying on one's tongue and his lips. That guy is only reading the Quran because he wants people to see. That guy is only praying in the masjid because he wants to maybe be looked at in a better way. Right? Some of us have sick minds, my brothers and my sisters. You know what? Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Man ahabba an yaqdi Allahu lahu bil khayr falyuhsin adh-dhanna bin nas." If he wants good from Allah Azza wa Jalla, be someone who has good thoughts of others. And then he said, "Wa ghaliban ma yusi'u adh-dhanna bin nas sayyi'u al-af'al." A lot of the time, you will see one having bad assumptions of others because he himself does it behind closed doors. Because he's like that, he thinks everyone else is like that. Right? إِذَا سَاءَ فِعْلُ الْمَرْءِ سَاءَ ظُنُونُهُمْ وَصَدَّقَ مَا يَعْتَادُهُ الْمُتَوَهِّمُ أَوْ مِنْ تَوَهُّمِ. If you're someone who has evil actions, you're bound to have evil thoughts of others. Does that make sense, my brothers and my sisters? This is a sickness that must be treated. There are so many benefits that can be mentioned with regards to having good thoughts of your Muslim brothers. However, I'll mention this, my brothers and sisters, right? Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, "Man hamal al-nasa ala al-mahamil al-tayyibah wa ahsana al-dhanna bihim." Whoever has good thoughts of others and makes it a habit to give them the benefit of the doubt, right? "Salimat niyatu wa insharaha sadruh wa ufiya qalbuh." This person will be at peace. This person will be at peace. He will feel good, brothers and sisters, and content. And also his heart will be treated. وَحَفِظُ اللَّهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ وَالْمَكَارِهِ. And Allah Azza will protect him from all of you. Are you brothers and sisters with me? Learn to give people the benefit of doubt. Right? Be someone who has good thoughts of others. I'm going to, inshallah ta'ala, quickly mention the ilaj. The cure for having bad assumptions. We're going to finish with this, inshallah ta'ala. When you now begin to have bad thoughts of others, my brothers and my sisters, how should you react? The first thing that you should do, my brothers and my sisters, is suppress these assumptions and prohibit yourself from these evil assumptions that you're having of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in Surah An-Nur how to respond to allegations. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكٌ. Right? When these allegations were being spread about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down verses saying, why didn't you, after hearing all of these allegations being spread about Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, say that this is indeed a ifk, this is a clear cut slander. If there is no evidence in that which is being spread about so and so, this is how you should respond. Especially if that individual is known for good. We're living in a time and age, my brothers and sisters, where people don't verify. One of the ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in Surah Al-Hujurat is for you to verify. إِنْ جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَتَثَبَّتُوا. If a fasiq, a transgressor, comes to you with a piece of news, especially if it's a sensitive matter, make sure you verify it. Who from amongst us verifies today? Or just takes whatever he hears and runs with it? فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Verify the information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a couple of verses later, he said, وَلَوْلَا سَمِعْتُمُوا قُلْتُ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَا سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. Why didn't you say, when you heard all of these allegations, this is not for us to speak about, shut it out straight away, guys. It's none of my business, cut it out. And your response should be, هذا بهتان, this is indeed a great slander. Does that make sense?
My brothers and my sisters, number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from having assumptions of others. Right? Whether it may be that which you utter with your tongue or that which you have in your heart, there is a type of assumption that one has. He doesn't utter it, but that guy is just doing it out of riyah because he's showing off. That's what he tells himself, and he accepts that. It's one thing when you now begin to have assumptions, you get rid of it. You dismiss it. Does that make sense? Astaghfirullah. But you actually let it fly. Sheikh, give me 2 more minutes. Big Sheikh is here. We have to wrap it up here. Number three, my brothers and my sisters. Su'a dhan miftah al-shurur. Having evil assumptions of others, it is the keys to all types of evil. Would you guys agree with that? When you look closely at this verse, my brothers and my sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to stay away from assumptions. Right? We were told to stay away from these assumptions, speculations, and so on and so forth. What did Allah azza wa jalla say? وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا صحيح؟ Do not spy on one another. Do not spy on one another. Normally, my brothers and my sisters, doesn't speculations and assumptions that we have of others cause us to spy? You send people to that individual, go double check, did he actually say, did he not? And, you've got troops that go to that person, right? And after spying, what happens, guys? وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا You begin to backbite the individual, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is prohibiting you here. One thing leads to another. And now you begin to backbite, my brothers and my sisters. What does it then lead to? Fighting amongst the Muslims. وَإِنْ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اَخْتَتَلُوا We just spoke about if two groups of Muslims, believers, they square up against one another. All of these verses, my brothers and my sisters, they are what? In relation to one another. Right? Verifying information is directly correlated with this verse that we're taking right now. And also now believers squaring up to one another. It all started with what? An assumption. It is the beginning of so much filth and evil. Societies going into turmoil because of what? Bad thoughts. Sahih? It is a sickness that must be cured, my brothers and my sisters. So when you realize that, you'll think twice before you now take the next step. And last but not least, my brothers and my sisters, judging by what is apparent. Judging by what is apparent. You may say to me that if I judge by that which is apparent, many evil people will get away with a lot of evil. Sahih? Why is this very, very important, my brothers and my sisters? I'll tell you guys. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us an example. This is the first shahid, very, very quickly. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an yatruq al-rajulu ahlahu laynan yatakhawwanuhum aw yaltamisu atharati. Did you know, my brothers and my sisters, if you are someone who's a husband, right, and you have a wife, that you shouldn't turn up surprisingly at night after you have maybe gone out for your travels. Imagine you've been away. You haven't told your family that you're coming home. But why does he just suddenly turn up at his house? Why? Because he doesn't think that he's bad, that his wife is evil, but I just want to double check that she's not cheating on me. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though that's not the case, you're being told not to do that. SubhanAllah. Having these assumptions, oh, she might be, because there's a possibility. You've been away from her all this time, she could be cheating on you. Isn't that a possibility? Is that something that could happen? Nah. Hada ma'qul. But you're being told not to do that. You're being told not to do that. These assumptions can lead to that which is false. Also, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu was on the battlefield. He was on the battlefield. Right? He was about to chop his head off. And then he said, "What? La ilaha illallah." And then what did he do? He chopped his head off. Right? In this scenario, my brothers and my sisters, a lot of us can assume that he just wanted, he just wanted to be saved, right? He wanted to get away from being murdered.
from getting his head chopped off, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about this. And he became absolutely furious. أَقَتَلْتَهُ بَعْدَ أَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ اللَّهِ. You killed him after he said La ilaha illallah, and he kept on repeating it and repeating it. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was furious. This really shook Usama ibn Zayd. Even though from the apparent you could see, you know, that he probably done it because he was scared. Allah. Even the munafiqun, the hypocrites, did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go into their intentions? They would mock the Messenger sallallahu behind closed doors. They would say, وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّهُ أُذُن. And he just listens, yeah, whatever we tell him, he accepts it, yeah. He's just like that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla rebuked him for this. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, no, leave them, leave them. We don't want it to spread around the people that Muhammad is killing his own companions, even though they were munafiqun. This is how we're being told, my brothers and my sisters, to treat people who are what? The most evil of people. That which is apparent. Then how about, my brothers, about someone who prays, someone who fasts? People will spread all kinds of things. They won't verify. Well, this is why, and I'm going to finish with this. This is why I really, really appreciate people who verify. Wallahi, I make dua for them. I make dua for them. People who verify the negative things that are attributed to me. Wallahi, a lot of people are trying to take me down, guys. They're looking for different ways to spread all types of negativity about me just so you guys don't attend the classes. It's burning them that the masajid are getting filled. Right? Some people are smart enough and they're so kind and nice to just drop you a message. Okay, you've done this. What does this mean? If the people did that, the world would be such a better place, right? To verify. Why did you do this? But they don't want to verify. They've heard X, Y, and Z and khalas. They're judging that individual. Right? And saying all things about him. Warning the people about him. It's important, my brothers and my sisters, that we try to rectify. I am ready to sit down with anyone just so we can reconcile and we can maybe have a better relationship. To verify the information, right? To take steps into the right direction. This is how we should be, brothers and sisters. Otherwise, there will be continuous adawa, enmity, hatred amongst the people. And when I said anyone, I'm talking about anyone. Anyone on the face of this earth, just so we could maybe build a better understanding. I'm ready to do that. Right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of you. You guys have been extremely patient. You guys probably have pins and needles. So what do you call it? You guys have done amazing on a Friday night. I know I've just rumbled on for quite a bit here. Allah then says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Would you love, right? Would you love to eat the flesh of your brother? Imagine now grabbing your brother and biting into him and eating his flesh. You wouldn't like that, right? Al-Ghiba, my brother's like, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. To mention about your brother that which he dislikes. We really haven't gone into full detail with the maqasid and the intricate meanings of these verses. I just thought, you know, let's revise the Quran on a Friday night while the people are partying. Let's stick with the most greatest of speeches. And I decided to quickly go through this, my brothers and my sisters. I hope, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and my sisters, we are all going to take a path in seeking knowledge. I don't give these lectures just so we get excited, and then our iman drops a couple of days later. Right? These lectures, what it does, it boosts your iman, and you need to now find a way to what? Maintain that. And you can only do that by continuously seeking knowledge. There are so many gems in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Go and look for them, brothers and sisters. Take a program where you better your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal by studying the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you're busy, take something online. There's enough courses and books that are free on the different YouTube channels. There are paid courses as well where you can study systematically. Right? We want a better relationship with Allah, we have to learn more about Him. Today you will go and knock on that lady's door for marriage because you heard some good things about her, right? He enticed you, it attracted you to her because you came to know about some good things about her. Right? The more you learn about, and I'm not trying to compare this baby with Allah, وَلِلَّهِ مَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. The more you learn about Allah, the more, brothers and sisters, you will enjoy studying your religion. So study about Allah Azza wa Jal. And take this path, brothers and sisters. You can see, subhanAllah, how what we took today will save us from a lot of headache, a lot of problems, right? Inshallah ta'ala, everyone here is going to attend Shaykh Mustafa's Besha. And I'll see you all. Relay bi'inillahi ta'ala. We have a panel discussion. What is it called? Secret sinners. Open sinners and open secret servants. It's a panel discussion. Very relaxed. Don't worry, you don't have to be sitting like that. You can be relaxed bi'inillahi ta'ala. And talk a lot about that, which is extremely relevant today. In a very relaxed environment, bi'inillahi ta'ala. That's after Isha. In the Lahi al-Bari at 7:30, and I hope to honestly see every single one of you guys. Jazakum Allahu khairan, wa ahsan Allahu ilaykum, barakallahu fiikum.